This is NPR's Life in Berlin. In one room stands a pair of colossal feet and legs, as though a giant has burst through the ceiling of the building and is standing in the sky above. In another room, there's a huge, hardcore pornographic fresco, created not with a paintbrush, but with spray paint. Another room is a dizzying, geometric swirl of patterns created using colored tape. I asked Kimo, one-third of the collective De Dixons, how to describe their latest and biggest project yet, the house.
It's a temporary exhibition. It's a galaxy of Urm art where you can find different planets you haven't seen before.
It's actually a former bank on the Posh Kudam. Slated for demolition in June, De Dixons managed to arrange an urban art takeover with 165 invited artists on 5 floors before it goes.
We have Gucci, Prada, and yeah, and in the middle of this place is the house. We had from January to mid of March all people we know or from our friends' friends. So we just had time to call everybody and say, we have cans, we have beer, we have building material, it's warm, let's do it.
It's a total sensory overload. I step into an open closet filled with sand and bathed in blue light. On the walls are an intricately painted coral reef. Above, the sculpted tail of a mermaid. That's from artist Amanda Arute. Her husband, Guillermo S. Quintana, is an artist from Mexico City. He also leads some of the guided tours.
With kids, it's, whoa, cool, you know? And with adults, it's like,
Many artists tell me basically the same thing.
So I'm a kid in the body of 33 years old.
I don't grow up for some reason. It's mad.
That's Disturbanity.
One word, Disturbanity. Matthias Gebhardt is my bourgeois name.
He's been in Berlin's graffiti scene since the late 80s.
Of course, I have been confronted with police. And today, the city of Berlin has been paying me several times to teach kids the art of graffiti. I love it so much, you know, the smiling faces of the kids and their enthusiasm, which is quite similar to mine, you might have realized that. When a child is asking me, can the bee of my name be an octopus? I say, you know, it has to be. Make it an antelope, make it a jaguar, make it a, you know, an elephant, whatever. Yeah, of course. This is about fantasy.
The house is open for visits and tours until May 31st. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.